stewardship. We're hearing a lot about stewardship, and we've been hearing a lot about it specifically related to sharing our treasure, time, and talent. I'm not talking about that today. I'd like to tell you a story. I'd like to tell you a very specific story, and it's one I know very well because it's my story. And some of you have heard it before. Don't worry, it's different because every story I tell is different every time. That's the beauty of a story. So, let me begin. If it were not for this congregation, I would not be standing here right now. I worked on that sentence for a long time. And of course, it's kind of obvious that if it weren't for this congregation, there wouldn't be a building here, and I wouldn't be standing here. I would be standing out in an empty field or someplace else. But I mean more than that, because I am an introvert. That's right. I am an introvert. I was the shy kid in school. We moved a lot. I was always the new kid in school. I was kept to the back of the room with my head down until I had to give a report. Do you know what I did to get through that report? I pretended to be an alien from outer space reporting to my superiors back on the home planet about my experience on Earth. It still works for me, actually. Y'all look a little off out there, if you ask me. So, 10 years ago, my then husband and our two boys started attending the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Denver. My first morning here, before I left, someone asked me if I wanted to be on the membership committee. Part of me went, oh, okay. And the rest of me, the introvert, went, okay. How am I singing? I didn't think anything was my thing at that point. I wanted to be here and sit here and take it all in. Well, not too much later, the DRE at that time, so rogue, said, you know, we're having this big ceremony, this dedication for the building. Would you like to shepherd some of the children around for some of our activities? And I kind of went, okay, the kids, they'll be all right. Yeah, okay. So I did, and it was fun. They followed me. And they let me on the big bouncy thing. That was good. And then I started teaching in RA. And that was okay. I don't think I scared anybody. Very much. And then I started doing other things. We're starting this thing called the Worship Associate. Now, you can help out and you will be expected to give a sermon. I said, what? No. Not that first sermon. Something else was speaking to me. Something else. It's a really cool book, because at that time, there's lots of little carpet squares up here in the sunny corner. And every Sunday morning, somebody would come up and they would pull a book and tell the story. And this little boy said, you could do that. And the rest of me said, no. And then the little boy said, you could do that. And then I said, no. And the little boy said, you could do that. And I said, okay. Because in this place, it's all right to listen to the little voice. You know what I'm saying? It's all right to listen to the little voice. And I did. I still remember the first story I ever told here. It was from a book called The Paper Dragon by Marguerite Zavala. It was the most beautiful book I'd seen. It was kind of a tiny scroll work with lots of watercolors. And I read the story, and I read the story, and I read the story until it was right in here. And I brought it with me that morning. I remember being so happy that at that time, when you told the story, your back was full of big people. Because you all are scary. I said, this is the story I'm going to tell you. I want to show you how beautiful it is. And then I put down and started talking. And I don't know where it came from, but that story came out. It was itself. I was just a voice. It was the most amazing feeling I'd ever had. The introvert, the shy kid. And here comes that. It was so good, I did it again. And all the people said, that was good. You should do that again. I said, okay, I'll do it again. And by the third time, my knees started stop knocking together. And then it started moving their knees up this way. And I was like, uh-oh. And then I was like, I got to undertell a story I made up. I made up a story. I want to know a story. And I told that one. And it got this wonderful, positive feedback. And that's when Storyteller was born. Right here. Thank you. Thank you for letting that out. I mean, thank you. If it were not for this congregation, I would not be standing here right now. So, who are you going to help next? Not letting you off the hook. You're not done. Who out there... Who out there has a hidden passion, that talent that's kind of sitting there just waiting for somebody to say, would you like to? You know, we have this thing, and I think you might be good at it. Well, if I give it a try, it'd be okay. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what this place would look like if every one of you did that for every other one of you? We could be the beacon on the hill, and the beacon would not be that bright light in the tower which shines so far. The beacon on the hill would be the light shining from each and every one of you. Can you imagine? We would shine to Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, and Charleston, West Virginia, maybe up into Pennsylvania, if they are. That is stewardship. The responsibility to take care of something. Okay, the building. Yes, we still have to clean the building. But the responsibility to take care of each other and the places where we come together. That doesn't have to be right in here. That can be at the common market. It has been at the common market. I've been there when that happened. That's pretty beautiful, too. There's signs there as well. I timed my ride into work this morning so that I could hear almost all the show of On Being, the broadcast. I'm really glad I did because there was an interview with one of my favorite authors, John O'Donohue, who actually died in 2008, so it was an older interview. He wrote a book that I carry with me just about everywhere, and to the point now that I don't know what it is. So if you see it, please bring it back to me. I need it. It's called To Bless the Space Between Us. So let's begin our stewardship campaign by blessing the space between us. Make it precious. Make it holy. Make it compassionate. Make it comforting. Start between us. And then let's bless the space around us. We could start with the building. I know a few people who might appreciate some extra help. Talk to me after the service if that's what you're calling it. Let's take it further. Let's bless the space around us as far as Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, and West Virginia, and Pennsylvania, and Atlanta. Let's be kind. Lift up each other and every person you come in contact with because you are Unitarian Universalist. This is what we do.
It wasn't simple.
So, how can I be of service? Four questions. And this comes from a short set of lessons from the UUA called The Joy of Stewardship. I have a feeling we'll work with them at some point. Four questions. What am I capable of doing? What talents can I share? What resources do I offer? Resources doesn't necessarily mean just the money for it. What other things are there inside of you waiting to come out and be shared and be fabulous? Fabulous. I love that one today. That's my word today. And then the really important one, how much time can I give to this Christ? This place, these people, time, talent, and treasure. Blessed be.